Blog Talk Radio.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy court with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this September 24th, 2023. Now, my brothers and sisters, as you know, I am Apostle Celine Cook, but as always, I'm joined by some anointed servant leaders of here at Spirit Alive and our Spirit Alive family. This morning, I am joined by our Speaker of the Hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. I am joined by Bishop Lester Carver, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and of course, we have our watchman on the wall. We have our elders. We have Anita in the house. We have Lee and Terry Larson in the house. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we want to welcome you to this morning's service. And we truly do pray that not only do you hear something that will lift your spirit, we want you to get something that will bless your soul. Now, at this time, we're going to go to opening prayer with Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Thank you, Apostle. If we could all close our eyes and bow our heads as we humble our hearts and go to the throne of grace and mercy. Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace and mercy to thank you for the gift of another day. Excuse me. Another day above ground instead of being below the ground, Father God. Heavenly Father, we gather today in your presence to just give you our hearts and our minds, Father God, as we come to worship and praise your most holy and righteous name. Lord God, we ask that you bless this time of worship together so that we may be uplifted and inspired by your presence. Fill us, Lord God, with the love and grace that only you possess fully, Father God. Fill us till our cups runneth over. Lord God, we welcome you amongst us all today and celebrate the gift of life that you have blessed each and every last one of us with, Father God. We thank you for blessing our families today, Father God, for seeing another day, Father God. We ask that you would just open our minds that we may receive your word and your wisdom, Father God, on today. Your eternal wisdom, Father God. We want to just get your word deeper down inside of our hearts, Father God. Father God, please fill our minds, our families' minds, every person that's listening today, fill their mind, Father God. Fill us with your spirit. Guide us according to your will. Lord God, we thank you in advance for all you've already done, all the prayers that you've already answered, Father God. We just thank you for always being there for us, Father God. Even if the answer to our prayer wasn't what we wanted or expected, Father God, we thank you, God, for being just who you are. We thank you, Father God, for always knowing what's best for all of us. Lord God, we ask that your will always be done in all of our lives. It's in Jesus' name we pray, lift him up, and ask it all. Amen, and thank God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hope.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life, back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Like this.
Make my heart.
I promise you. The church saying, come on. Jesus loving you
will be the death of me.
It sounds crazy, don't it? Hey.
That's all to me.
Let me tell you what it means.
More less of me.
That's why.
I don't want to love nobody but you. I don't want to love nobody but you.
Father.
I don't want to love nobody. Love nobody but you.
I really mean it this time.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
Jesus.
I don't wanna love nobody but you.
For this morning's meditational reading. And my brothers and sisters, I'm asking that you keep the beloved mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, lifted up in your prayers because she is under the weather today. So we're just praying that God gives her a speedy recovery, and I will be standing in her stead to read to you from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. And today's reading is entitled God's Love Makes You Strong. The focal scripture is Ephesians 3 and 19, which says, know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Pastor Prince writes,
amen.
If you were to thank God for something today, what would it be? For me, it would be thanking God for giving me Jesus. But when I see Jesus on the cross, I see the love of God overcoming everything for me. It causes me to say, thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we worship and celebrate the love of Jesus in our lives, we will find ourselves changed. And we will see the mighty power of God displayed for us and through us. This was the case in the life of David. His personal times of worship, of being absorbed in God's love for him, changed him from a mere shepherd boy to a lion killer, bear killer, giant killer, and finally a king over Israel. Now, no one on earth, no matter how strong he is, let alone a youth, can come against a lion and pry open his mouth to snatch back his sheep, which the lion had carried away, unless God's anointing is upon him. And this was indeed what happened to David the shepherd boy, who went after the lion, caught it by its beard, struck and killed it, and thus delivered the lamb from its jaws. That is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 through 37. My friend, no man can truly enjoy living in this world without God's strength in his life, God's favor in his work and relationship, God's protection for him and his family, God's increase in his finances, and God's help and healing for his body. Likewise, No woman can survive emotionally, socially, or physically without God's tender touch, loving presence, sweet assurance, and words of life in times of need. Beloved, as you feed on Jesus' love for you, you will be filled with the fullness of God. Like David, God's anointing will begin to operate powerfully in your life. And when you encounter spiritual lions, even the devil himself, when he comes like a roaring lion against you, your loved ones, or your possessions, you will grab hold of his mouth and tear him apart. A thought for today, feed on Jesus' love for you and be filled with the fullness and the power of God to tear your spiritual lions apart. Amen.
Amen.
May God add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and especially the readers of his holy and righteous word. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh. Created in me a clean heart and purify me, purify me. Create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Everybody say,
so
Hallelujah. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we go to the Lord individually and collectively as a family, and we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. You see, here at Spirit of Life, prayer is serious business. Hallelujah. Because we know that when we go to our Heavenly Father and we pray, we know, we understand that He hears us. Thank you, Jesus. And we want you to know, so therefore, when we go to the Heavenly Father, we expect Him to move. We believe that He will move, and we trust what He will do. Because as my sister prayed earlier today, He knows what's best for us. And nothing escapes Him about us. So right now, I want you to bow your hearts as we go to the Lord in prayer. O Most High, we come right now singing praises to your holy and righteous name. Father God, we come adoring you because you are Adonai. Hallelujah. We adore you, Father God, because you are our Alpha and our Omega. You are the beginning and our end. Father God, we come adoring you. Thank you, Jesus, because you are the great I Am. There is nobody greater, and there is none like you. So, Lord God, our hearts, our spirits, our minds adore you this morning. We thank you for being Abba Father. So, Lord, we come this morning just confessing of any wrongdoing, Lord God. We ask that you search us, oh God. And if we have done, said, thought anything by omission or by commission, Lord God, we confess it right now. We repent it right now, and we pray by the power of your Holy Spirit that you would step into us in a way that we would come up a little bit higher in you, and we would never make that mistake again.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we come this morning thanking you. We thank you, Lord, for all of those that you are healing in mind, body, and spirit. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to pour out your balm of Gilead upon your people. We pray, Lord God, that you would walk through the hospitals, walk through the hospices, Lord, walk through the battlefields, walk, Lord God, through the disaster areas, walk through there, Lord, and remind them that you are still God, you are still high, and you are still lifted up, and there is nothing that you can't put back together. We come thanking you, God, for being all powerful. We come thanking you, Lord, for being our provider, for being our source. We thank you this morning, Father God, for all that you have done for us, for the food on our tables, for the roof over our heads, Lord. Hallelujah. For a portion of our health and our strength. We come thanking you this morning, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to provide for your people all over the world, and not just material things, Lord. We thank you for the wisdom that you're going to provide, the discernment that you're going to provide, the knowledge that you will provide, Lord God, so that real solutions can be made. And Lord God, we come thanking you, Lord, for all them little babies that you have rescued from exploitation and from sex trafficking. And Lord, we know that you sit high and you look low and you don't miss a thing. So Lord God, we ask your continued blessings. Continue to rescue them babies, Lord God. We pray for the captors. We pray for those, Lord God. We pray that even they would come to know you in the pardon of their sin, Father God, because you told us to pray for our enemies as we pray for ourselves.
Yes. Yes.
So, Lord, we come lifting them up right now. Everybody that does not know you in the pardon of their sin, we're lifting them up right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody, Lord God, that doesn't want to live by that professes you but still do not want to obey you, we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we see the hurt. We see the devastation. We see the violence. But we also see your grace and mercy moving upon your people. We also see, Lord God, you doing a work. We also see, Lord God, that you have people coming together that have never come together before. Lord God, we pray that your love would go out into all the world. We pray, Lord God, that you would allow us to continue to be your vessels of honor as we carry your holy word out into all the world. Lord God, we thank you for allowing us to speak to nations. We thank you, Father God, that this pure word will reach around the world, and we know that it will do exactly what it sets out to. You set it out to do, Father God. We know that your word does not come back void, and we are just praising you right now in advance for everything you're doing. Lord God, we thank you for your unconditional love. We thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing and supplying our every need in spite of us. Only you, a good and gracious and loving God, would do that. And Lord, we want to thank you and to pray for all those that you are beginning to give a second thought. We're praying for those politicians. We're praying for the governments all over the world because we know that only your government will stand in the end. So, Lord God, we don't care whether they're Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian. We don't care what they call themselves. They still have to bow to your authority.
Right.
So, Lord, we pray that you will come in and do a work right now in the name of Jesus. Walk through every town hall, every city hall, walk through every courthouse, Lord God. We're praying that you will continue to pour out your justice for your people, for those who are wrongly accused, for those who are systematically being set up to fail, Lord God. We know that you're the equalizer.
Mm.
So, Lord, we just ask that you have your way this morning. Hallelujah. And Lord God,
yes.
We just come praying for those leaders around the world that have mega decisions to make. But we pray, Lord, that when they make their decision, that they make it for the good of all people and not just a few. Lord, we're praying for those healthcare people that are on the front line, Father God. We pray for those that are vaccinating people for COVID. We pray for those that are walking and are still dealing with people that just have regular illnesses, Lord. Everybody doesn't have COVID. So, Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for the work that they do. We ask that you continue to bless the work of their hands. And then, Lord, I pray for all of the Spirit Alive family here. First and foremost, Lord God, I want to go Zeta. I want to thank you for her example. I want to thank you, Lord God, for her leadership, her friendship, hallelujah, her co-laborship. Lord, I know that it is her time and her season, and you are abundantly blessing her. So I pray, Lord God, against every negative thing that would try to come against her and distract her from saying hallelujah and completely rejoicing in you. And Lord, I want to thank you. I thank you for my dear brother, the bishop. Lord God, he is a man of integrity, he is a man of strength, and he is a man of no compromise when it comes to your word. I thank you, Lord, that you are using him, Lord, to speak to the men of this generation and to all generations. Lord,
thank you,
I ask
Lord,
that you continue to pour into him as he pours into his family. I thank you for his beautiful wife, Vanessa, by his side, Lord God. This is your power couple. This is a rock upon which you will build another church. So Lord,
thank
I pray
you
this morning for what you're doing for them. And Lord, I just want to thank you for my beautiful sister Michelle. Lord, strengthen her as she stands by her husband, who is now the acting pastor. Lord God, lift him up. Use him, oh God, as you've been using him.
Yeah.
And I pray for Sister Tina, Minister Tina, this morning. I pray for all of those amongst us that may be sick, that may be feeling kind of low for any reason.
Mm.
We ask that you comfort those that are mourning. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would lift up those that are depressed, because we know that you are the lifter of our heads, and you can do all things but fail. Lord, we want to thank you. We want to thank you and thank you again for being our Father, and that we can come to you because of what your beautiful son Jesus did on that cross. He hung, bled, and died, and then he rose so that we might have a right to come to you boldly this morning. And we just want to say thank you. And we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in Jesus' holy and righteous name. I want to thank God, hallelujah, for those servant leaders around the world. I ask that you bless them. Lord God, I ask that they would be real. I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they would pray for their congregation as you have commanded, that they would bring the word, hallelujah, and preach that word in a way that people will be changed, transformed, restored, and delivered, Lord God. Lord, you don't need any more lip service. You need action.
Yes.
From sincere hearts, Lord God. You need action, not agendas. You need action, Lord God, today. So I pray that all of us that you have called and sent that have not taken their rightful place, that they would take their rightful place in humility, Father God, but boldly serve you and obey you. Lord, I just want to thank you. I thank you for all you're doing in us, through us, and for us. It is in Jesus' holy and righteous name I do pray it all. Amen and amen. That's the church say amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
amen.
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. hallelujah, and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Thank you, Jesus. And our speaker of the hour hails to you from Oakland, California. She is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a major contributor of the Gospel of Jesus Christ here on the Spirit Alive Network. Hallelujah. She is a woman after God's own heart. She is a no-nonsense kind of sister. Hallelujah. She loves Jesus and Jesus alone. I can tell you this woman is not out for fame or glory or herself. She wants the world to know about Jesus. So right now, what I suggest you do is get something to write with and to write on and retrieve your Bible, because this sister's going to take you through it and give your undivided attention to one of my, a woman I call my pastor, my sister, my friend, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you, everyone. And Apostle Cook, thank you for the introduction. Thank you so much. Today, the Lord has given me a message, and that is having a heart for God. Having a heart for God. Thank you, Jesus. Last month, he asked me to speak on guard your heart, because we must do that also. Amen. But I'm going to have a brief word of prayer, and we're going to go right on into the message. God bless you. Father God, I come to you this morning asking, Lord, to search my heart, asking you to forgive me if there's anything that's dormant in my heart that I haven't repented for. Show me, Lord. Surface it in the name of Jesus, that I may always be in right standing with you, because that is my greatest desire, to please you in every way. And I thank you for it. I pray, Lord, that your anointing will flow through me, and that I will give out what has been poured into me through your Holy Spirit. God bless each and every one. Amen. Okay, my message title is Having a Heart for God. Can you all hear me? Hello?
Yes, we hear
you.
All of a sudden, it seemed like I didn't have any sound here. All right, praise God. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Having a heart for God is so important for those of us in the body of Christ, because if we have a heart for God, there are just certain things we're going to do, and there are certain things we're not going to do, because we have a heart for him and a desire to please him in every way. So one of the scriptures that I think about often is Psalm 51 and 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. Hallelujah. And one of the scriptures says that this is in the Beatitudes in Matthew, the 5th chapter. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's so important that we keep our hearts pure, because I know we want to see Jesus. I know I want to see Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants our hearts. He wants our minds. Hallelujah. And he wants our love. He wants our obedience. We got to know that he wants all of you. He wants all of me. He wants all of you. He wants our whole heart. And he longs for our fellowship. And in his word, he constantly is telling us what is required of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we are required to do what the Lord tells us to do. I'm going to go to, before I go any further, I'm going to go to Matthew. We're going to go to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Very familiar. 22nd chapter, and we're going to read starting with the 36th verse, talking about the great commandment here. Okay. I'm going to start with the 34th chapter. It says, "But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, 'Master, which is the great commandment in the law?' And Jesus said unto him, 'Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment.' Verse 39 says, 'And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.' Verse 40 says, 'On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Amen. That's a lot, isn't it? Amen. Praise God. But he's letting us know what he expects of us, his children. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have the love of God in us. It's God's love in me that makes me love you. It's God's love in you that makes you love me. And we're talking about the same law that was hung for the prophets. God requires us to love. Okay? We must be humble in all that we do. All that we do, we must be humble. Because God is. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are expected to walk before God, walk after God. And I'm going to mention one in the scriptures, and that was Enoch. Hallelujah. Walked with God. He walked so closely with God. And not only did he walk with God, but the word lets us know that he also pleased God. Hallelujah. And we can find this in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, and the 5th verse. He walked so closely with God that he was translated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. God just raised him up. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He didn't have to die. Then I want to mention Noah. Noah, the Bible tells us, was a just man. Noah walked with God. Noah obeyed God. And he was told to build an ark. He obeyed God. And as a result of that, he and his family were spared their lives because of his obedience. We are also expected to do what is required of us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If I belong to the peacemaker, who happens to be God, then I am to make peace, to bring about peace, even in the midst of turmoil. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sometimes we're going to be in the midst of turmoil. We're not going to always be in a, because the devil is wicked and he's always disturbing. But we are called to be peacemakers. We're to bring about peace, as I said, even in the midst of turmoil, even in places where there is no peace, when things are all out of sort and the devil is raging. We are to be the peacemakers because we are the children of God. We are the salt of the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there are some times that we're in situations where we just have to say, Lord, you see and you know. You handle this situation. I've had to say it many times. We need to know that Jesus rose with all power in his hands. And it's also in our hands. He's given us power. Hallelujah. We need to know that we can even change the atmosphere, hallelujah, that we might be in. And to know that our very presence will make a difference, change. Because God has raised us up to be the center of his influence, not our own influence, or being influenced by the world, or being influenced by anybody else, but to be influenced by God. And so therefore, we can be the peacemaker in times where there needs to be peace. We can speak the word of God, hallelujah, that we use to help us to grow, to mature, to be more and more like Jesus, to know more and more about him, hallelujah. But also the word of God acts also as a weapon. And so we speak it. We learn to speak the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can say, peace, be still. Jesus spoke it in the boat when the waves were raging and so forth. He said, peace, be still. And there was peace. We can say it. We can say, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And at all times, we must be aware that God is in our midst. Knowing that the love of God poured into your hearts through the Holy Spirit, who is given to us. Be convinced that at all times, God is with you. God is in your midst. No reason to fear, no reason to be all flustered and caught up in anxiety, because he's in our midst. He's with us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But we still need to guard our hearts. We need to be careful of what we let into our hearts, because we can allow bitterness, anger to come into our hearts, and then we carry that bitterness, we carry that anger, and we must be careful because it can turn into hatred. And we don't want that. Amen. We don't want to hate anybody. God doesn't. He loves everyone, and so should we. We should love even our enemies. Amen? We can love our enemies. We can love them at a distance, to live with our enemies. But God wants us to yet love them and also want the best for them, even though they may have hurt us. But we want to be careful that we don't carry the anger, the all the stuff. It's all right to be angry, but the Bible tells us to sin not. So we want to be rid of the bitterness, and we want to be rid of all of that stuff that we tend to hang on to because somebody has hurt us. We want to let it go. Let it go and let God fill your heart. Forgiveness is so, so important in the body of Christ. Praise God. So we must have a heart for God. Praise God. I'm going to just share a scripture, and that scripture is in Psalm 37. And many of us love that scripture. We love that scripture because it tells us that God will give us the desires of our heart. But so often we forget to look at the fact that we need to delight ourselves in him in order to receive the desires of our heart. Amen. Hallelujah. We love that promise. We love that promise. God will give you the desires of our heart. Unfortunately, we oftentimes focus on only receiving. All right? Praise God. So it tells us that he will give us the desires of our heart, but we also need to cooperate in order to receive what he has for us. When we look at verse 4, it lets us know that his highest priority is our relationship with him. He wants to give us himself more than anything else. We are to take pleasure in communing with the Lord and serving him. And over time, we'll begin to appropriate his ways of thinking and not our own. The second requirement here of his promise is that we commit to his plan. Verse 5, following God's path restructures our heart's desire until they actually look like his. Amen. Praise God. He always answers our appeals based on his infinite knowledge and his great love. He bestows the perfect answer to our prayer, whether we ask for it or not. God always has the perfect answer. Praise God. And that's why we should be able to receive his answer when he does answer us in prayer, because his answer is always best. It's not always about what our expectations are or what we are looking to receive. We should want the best answer. And he has it. God grants our request, yes, but his greatest joy is having a relationship with us. Hallelujah. Seeing our heart's wishes fulfilled. Hallelujah. Is really a byproduct of us delighting ourselves in God, and not only delighting ourselves in him, and that means pleasing God through our ways, amen, hallelujah, but also having a delight to commit to his ways. Thank you, Jesus. God has offered himself to us. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we want to offer ourselves to him. That's a relationship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm going to share a little bit more here about having a heart for God. In Acts, the 13th chapter, it tells us that about God's description of David, a man after God's own heart. And he says, a man after my heart, who will do my will. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our Father wants to describe to every one of his children this. All right? Hallelujah. If we're after his heart, if we have a heart for God, praise God, it's going to show. It's going to show forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Our heart is going to beat for God, for his righteousness, for his will. We're going to seek him. Hallelujah. As Matthew 6 and 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. He wants us to have all the things that he has promised us. Okay. And we know that in David's life, not every act of his life was in obedience to the Lord. But his pattern was to seek God. He was constantly seeking after God. When David sinned, he prayed that the Lord would search out any wicked in him and then get back on track to become the kind of person God intended for him to be. David delighted in God's word, and he spent quality time with God. Are we spending quality time with God? Because that's part of having a heart for him, is spending time with him, taking out time to be in his presence, taking out time to be alone with God, taking out time to pray, to commune with God, and to wait and hear back what God is going to speak to you. Hallelujah. David trusted the Lord. We must trust God. Do we trust him? Do we trust him with our lives? Do we trust him through all the challenges in life that we go through? Where is our heart? Praise God for God. We don't have to be perfect to become a man or woman with the heart of God. But our aim should be spending time with our Father and developing a habit of repentance. Because there are times that we need to just stop and repent. Hallelujah. Examine our own hearts. Not just guard it, but examine it. Praise God. And a good time for us seeking the Lord is early. And the reason I say early, like in the morning, is because it can set the whole tone for the remainder of the day. Praise God. Psalm 63 reveals to us that David began his day with the Lord. He describes seeking God early. He woke up with a hungriness for his Creator. Praise God. And so that also is good for us. Amen. David was filled with joy. When you read into the Psalms, you can see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He set apart the beginning of his day to hear God and to speak through his word, to talk with him in prayer, to contemplate who he is and how he works. And we have that same opportunity to continue that mindset throughout the day and even into the night. Praise God. And if we struggle with, you know, sometimes people struggle with getting that time for the Lord. We need to work on that. We need to set aside a time to just spend with the Lord and allow him to nourish your soul. And it also brings about an increase for your hunger for him. The more we spend time with him, hallelujah, the more we take out time to be in his presence, hallelujah, we want to be. And we make time, hallelujah. When it seems like we don't have time, we find ourselves making time, hallelujah. I used to put it on my calendar. Now it's just kind of spontaneous. But I used to put it on my calendar. I would block out certain times, you know, and I would spend time with God. And I loved it when I could spend like 3 days, 72 hours, fasting and praying and just being in his presence And when you come out, it's amazing the things that happen, the things that take place, the prayers that you have prayed being answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's just a blessing to know that your heart is on him above anything else, above anything else. God is must be first in our lives, above anyone, anything. And sometimes we get caught up with things and with what the Creator has given us, and we forget about him. But we don't want to do that. We want to constantly have him on our minds when we wake up, when we, whatever we do during the day, we go to work. We want to have our minds stayed on the Lord. I'm thankful because when I wake up in the morning, my mind is stayed on Jesus. And I keep him on my mind all throughout the day, all day long, no matter what, no matter what's going on, you know, my thought is about him. My heart is about him. My heart is fixed on Jesus. Praise God. See, our mission is to join in with Christ's vision as an outpouring of his love. We should be uplifting, engaging with others, supporting others, supporting the people that we encounter. Amen. Jesus left his seat, which was next to the Father, to go out into a cold world and rescue those that needed it.
Yes.
We can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
We have all kinds of opportunities to share the loving message of the gospel.
Yes.
Taking Christ to the world is part of having a heart for God. Because he certainly had a heart for us. He had a heart for souls.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
The souls. Hallelujah. Into the kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Even after his resurrection, Jesus asked Peter three times if Peter loved him. And each time the disciple answered yes. And the Lord said, take care of his sheep.
Yes.
That's in
yes.
The 21st and the 15th through the 17th verses. So like Peter, we are called to tend to one another, loving the church.
Mm-hmm.
And the church consists of us, born again believers. So we're to go out, as the Bible tells us, out to the highways and the hedges, even, to reflect Christ's love. That's in Luke 14 and the 23rd verse. Praise God. So we know what our mission is, and we also know that we need to fulfill every commandment that God gives us. You know, we've been studying on Spirit Alive. It's been a wonderful teacher teaching on the Ten Commandments. Praise God. They really do mean something. They mean a lot to us because they were God-given. Praise God. And so we're to follow the commandments. Those commandments, I'm speaking of the Ten. Praise God. Hallelujah, that God instructed Moses to write and to present to his people. We're to obey them, but we are also to obey every other commandment that God gives us throughout our lives.
Yes, because amen.
To give commandments. And we must not take God's commandments lightly, but to walk in obedience to them, to follow out God's commands, whatever they might be, individually, collectively, or however. God is always speaking to his children. And if we hear him, if we listen, we'll know what to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must just simply obey what he tells us to do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Amen, Apostle.
We must walk in obedience.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We must do what he says.
Yeah.
I'm going to read a passage of scripture here, and it's what God requires of us. You know, he does so much for us. Do we ever ask God, what did you require of me? So I'm going to go to Micah, the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. Praise God. I'm not going to go into much passage here. It's a lot. It's a lot in this short book. So you might want to study it. It's a good one to study. But in the 8th chapter of Micah, the 8th verse in Micah chapter 6, it says, he has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. These are requirements, not to just skim over, but to really take it in within your heart. Praise God. And do justly, love mercy, walk humbly before God, with God.
Uh-huh.
Walk humbly
with
God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we can
Jesus.
Do it.
We can
do it.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
We can.
It's not too hard for us. If we have a heart for God, we can do it, and we'll want to do it. Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we do it. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not up to us to judge anyone. Hallelujah. But to do justly, to love mercy, to show mercy, to give mercy. Hallelujah. And to be humble, remain humble before God and his people.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's see. There's more.
Well,
we talked about the heart of God, but we can't talk about it enough.
Yeah.
Praise the
Lord.
Right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we know that the human heart is naturally selfish and oftentimes destructive. And without God as being top priority in our lives, we will be governed by the pursuit of earthly things and earthly goods. But when he is our first love, and he should be, these cravings, these old cravings that we once had, are replaced by desires that fit his will.
Teach
and fit his purpose for us.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer the same because the heart has changed.
Yes.
Amen. No longer self. No longer destructive. And I just want to say something about the heart. You know, when people hurt us, we have a tendency to want to hurt back. And that's if
Come
we
on.
Don't have for God, that is. But if we have a heart for God, we're not going to want to hurt anyone, even if they have hurt us.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. We don't want to hurt back. Because God said that he would take care of that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, victory is mine. All right? Vengeance is not ours. When we're hurt, we need to let go.
And
sometimes it takes long for others. But we should have that mind to want to please God. What would he have me to do? Okay? We talked about some of what he wants us to do. So we need to keep him in mind. Keep him in our hearts. Hallelujah. No matter how we're feeling on the inside. Okay? Because even when Satan comes in and tries to take up your space, it doesn't mean that we have to allow him to do so.
Teach this morning.
Because Satan enters into our space, whatever that space is. Hallelujah. It's because we allowed it, because we didn't act, because we didn't have our whole armor on, because we weren't using the word of God, because we weren't knowing by faith that God is with me. And I might be in the midst of a storm, but God is with me. And he's not going to allow the storm to overtake me. Praise God. So even when Satan comes raging, and sometimes he does, and the storms in our lives do, they come raging. But remember, we have a peacemaker in us, God. And we can use his word. We can use faith. We can use prayer. Hallelujah. We can walk with the whole armor of God on us, putting it on first thing in the morning when we get up, putting on his armor, knowing, hallelujah, that even the weapons, hallelujah, that are formed against us, and even constantly being formed against us, will not prosper, because that's what the word said. That's what God said. And so, therefore, we don't have to worry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can let go of our bitterness. We can let go of our feelings, the feelings that are deep down in our hearts sometimes. We need to ask God to search us and get all that garbage out of our hearts so that we can walk upright and live righteously and allow the world to see and to know, hallelujah, that we're walking in the light. Hallelujah.
Yes,
because
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And to also know that he leads us and directs us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gives us what to do. There are times that we won't know what to do. We won't know what strategy he wants us to use for a certain situation. But if we look to God, he will give it to us. He will say, do this, do that, say this. And sometimes he'll say nothing. And when he says nothing, you know that he's already stepped into the situation that you find yourself in, that he's already working it out. Hallelujah. And he might just give you just a simple word or just a few words.
Yes.
To speak. Hallelujah. But it's powerful because he gave it to you, because he said, say this or say that, or do this, or do that. Hallelujah. And we're hearing him because we have a heart for him. And if you have a heart for God, you're really going to hear him. You're going to want to hear him. You're not going to walk in what you're thinking at the moment, because you may be thinking something carnal, and God will bring you right back into his divineness rather than carnal, darkness. I know because he's done it for me.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. And God gave me a few little words recently when the devil was right in front of me. And the Lord just spoke through me. No further discussion.
Now.
No
now.
Further discussion.
Thank you,
so
Jesus.
We have to be careful of how we react in a situation.
Yes. Yes.
An unpeaceful situation.
Thank you.
Situation that you might be going through, and it's it may be humiliating. All kinds of things might be spoken in your presence about you. But you're the one that knows it's not true, and God does too. So you don't need to react on that. The only reaction we should have is what God gives us to do. And only that. Because we can stir up a lot of strife, okay?
Yeah.
Even in the body of Christ, we can stir up some strife. We can begin to act like the unsaved individual, but God doesn't want us to. He's already given us power. We have the strength because we're operating in his strength. Praise God. So we don't have to fear. We don't have to be afraid that the enemy is going to overtake us.
Come on.
No matter how big he or she may be, it doesn't matter because God is greater. And we need to always take in consideration that God is greater.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So there's going to be times that we're going to be confronted by the devil. Sometimes we're going to meet him head on.
Yes.
God
Say that, Apostle.
God is present. His angels are encamped round about us, warring angels. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
But we do cooperate. Amen.
Uh-huh.
We have to do our
own.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I want to just mention this, that King David was a man that faced a lot of tragedy. I know I've mentioned him a lot. He faced a lot of tragedy, heartaches, praise God. But he was still, his heart was still devoted to the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
and
you, Jesus.
His desire was still to delight in the Lord and bless the Lord as well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If we just take David's words to heart, hallelujah, you'll be amazed at how blessed you will be. Hallelujah. Let God be our, since we as humans want to have some kind of be obsessed with something, hallelujah, let the Lord be our obsession. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
In
now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm. Because he does and he cares for us and he will do anything for us.
Yes, he will. Amen.
Should be to follow in the will of God. And to know that we are motivated by a sincere heart.
Yes.
The kind of heart he gives us, a sincere heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we are motivated by that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to know that it's a blessing to be blessed, to know it's a blessing to bless others. Hallelujah. God has showered us with his love so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when he sees that we are following his heart and serving others with the love of Christ as we should. Praise God. It's no telling what he will do for you. Will he tell
Amen.
Us that in his word? Hallelujah. And as we grow in our faith and our desire to show God's love towards others, hallelujah, our love is increased even the more. And this love, hallelujah, will be expressed through us by serving and by helping and by caring and loving and meeting the needs of others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will be expressed through our
glory to God,
money, other resources, our time, and our energy, as well as using prayer and our spiritual gifts as well to build up the body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
God wants us to be generous from the heart and be a helping hand. The Lord blesses us in our actions.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He will. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
Glory
you.
To God.
So let's have a heart of God. Hallelujah. Let's allow God to take over in us. Hallelujah. That our hearts are touched. Hallelujah. That our hearts are pure. Hallelujah. And that we're living out what God intended us to live out. Praise God. Paul's hatred. We know about Paul's past life.
Come on.
When he was killing the Christians and thinking he was doing the right thing. Hallelujah. He had an encounter with God on the road to Emmaus. Hallelujah. It changed his heart totally. And he began to love.
Amen.
Esther, a woman after God's heart, took a risk to save God's people. Hallelujah. Hannah cried out from her heart to God for a son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I could go on and on with different ones that are in that heart for God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We all think about David because he poured his heart out so much in the psalm.
Yes.
There are also, hallelujah, that had hearts for God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Some of us have hearts for God. Hallelujah. We really
Thank
love
you, Lord.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory.
Mind and soul. Thank you, Jesus. I think I'm going to close with this, but remember, hallelujah, to love, to pour out the love of God that's been poured out into us. Hallelujah, that others can receive it, that others will want the same, that others will want the God that we serve, that they will want to give their lives over to him because he certainly gave up his life for us. Hallelujah, that we could be all, hallelujah, that he intended for us to be even from the beginning. Hallelujah, when he called us while we were yet in our mother's womb. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord already had our destiny cut out for us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's carry out our destiny in love and with a heart for God and his people. God bless you.
Amen.
I'm going to turn the rest of the service over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And
Amen.
I pray, Lord, that this
will
bless somebody in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that know me, you know that I don't flow with an order of service. I flow in the Spirit. And beloved, you have heard the word of God on today. And you have heard God's plan for you. God loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son
so that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. God wants you to return to your first love and your greatest love, him. He wants you to humbly submit yourself to him and let him lead you and guide you into your God-given destiny. So at this time, I usually have Pastor Vanessa come, but right now, I'm going to go by with the flow of the Spirit because there's a lot of people in here today. I mean a lot of people. And there might be someone in here today that needs to push their want and give their lives to Jesus. There might be somebody in here today sitting in the sanctuary that needs to really, truly rededicate their lives to God and prepare to do things His way. There's somebody sitting within the sound of our voice today that may be angry at God because God called a loved one home. I came to tell you today, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is our hope. Jesus, hallelujah, is our all in all. And if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin today, we pray by the mighty power of Jesus that you would stop, drop, and give you him you. Hallelujah. And you don't have to get all dressed up and go into a building to do that. You don't have to make a big spectacle because let me tell you something. God is not impressed with spectacles. God is not impressed with shows. God is not impressed with anything less than you being real before him, you being sincere before him, you being honest before him. Nothing you have done surprises God. So right now, if you don't know him, and if you're tired of running, if you're tired of being tired, I beseech you to give your life to Jesus today, today. And all you have to do is bow your heart with all sincerity and go to him and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sin because I now believe that not only do you love me, but that you love me so much that you died and you rose for my sin. Please come into my life and save me so that I can receive that love that Apostle Zeta told me about this morning. So I can know that love and have a heart for you, Lord God, like Apostle Zeta told us this morning. Lord, teach me your way so that I might serve you all the days of my life. Hallelujah. And then all you have to say is, in your name I pray, dear Lord, amen and thank you, Jesus. And for those of you, hallelujah, that may have walked away from the church, I beseech you this morning, you may walk away from the building, but please don't walk away from God. Don't let the behavior of God's people determine your relationship with God the Father. You need to return back to him. You need to give your life back over to him. You need to let him lead you and guide you and bring you back up out of that darkness into his wonderful light. You need to allow him to minister to your very soul because he will teach you forgiveness. He will give you that kind of love that will help you to forgive the hurt. He will help you. He will pick up all the broken pieces so that you will be wounded no more. All you have to do is cry out to him. And for those of you that are just struggling with your walk, be of good courage. God has given us every tool that we need to overcome. We already have the victory because Jesus did that on the cross. So, Lord God, we just come right now thanking you for all the new converts. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would humbly submit themselves to you, that they would study your word to show themselves approved, that they would gather together with a bunch of true believers, Lord God, people that truly love and have hearts after your own. We pray in the name of Jesus that they will be nurtured and disciples, so they will be empowered to grow up and do all the things that you would have them to do, and not for form or fashion, Father God, but because they know that they have truly been called and sent by you, and you have given them a work, you have given them a purpose. So give them the courage to do it, oh God. Give them the courage to stand. Lord God, the enemy is only trying to break up the family of God because he knows there is power in our unity. There is power in our humility. There is power in our obedience. He knows that. So, Lord God, I'm praying, hallelujah, for all of us this morning. May we continue to be strengthened by your word. In the name of Jesus, I do pray it all. Amen. Now, at this time, we will have Bishop Lester Carver come in with the word to the men, and then that will be followed by Pastor Vanessa Carver, because I want her to steal this whole worship service, because one thing I love about Pastor Vanessa is she is really a truly called and sent prophet and pastor, and the reason I know that is because she is an intercessor. She prays with a war room mentality because she wants everybody to know Jesus for themselves. So we're going to have our bishop come in with the word for the men, and then we will have Pastor Vanessa come in, and she will pray for the entire service. Hallelujah. And then if you would like to have a word of praise, because there are many in the house today, many new numbers, if there's somebody that would like to have a word of praise or just acknowledge that you were in the house this morning, I'm going to ask you to press your 1. I will then acknowledge you, hallelujah, by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. So if you press your 1, beloved, please know your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. Hallelujah and amen. We will now hear from the mighty man of God in this house, anointed Bishop Lester Carver. Amen. With the word for the meeting.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. This morning, the message for the men has to do with who God has called you to be. And we know that we all had a life before we were called by the Lord. And that life and everything that we learned in that life was to prepare us for how God intends to use us now. Today's message is more for those men who have not yet given their life to Christ, who are right at the threshold of accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Master. And it's also for those of us who have been saved but don't fully understand the nature of our calling, that we are all ministers of reconciliation. Every born-again believer, you are a minister of reconciliation. God has called you to win souls for the kingdom. And so just like the devil will come into your life and he will come against you and he will convince you to quit and to walk away from God, Jesus will come into your life. And when Jesus comes into your life, he's going to let you know that you are called for a purpose. It was interesting how Apostle Flowers spoke this morning about how Jesus Christ appeared to the Apostle Paul when he was killing God's people, when he was imprisoning God's people, and he was on his way to do great damage to the church, on his way to Damascus. And Jesus Christ appeared to him and his whole company of soldiers as a bright light, and he confronted Paul directly. And this is what it says here in Acts chapter 26. And it says in verse 15, "So I said, 'Who are you, Lord?'" This is speaking of Paul. "And he said, 'I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both to the things which you have seen and of the things which I will reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I will now send you. to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. And this is Jesus Christ speaking now. And see, what's important is to understand that God has called you to be a minister of reconciliation to those who did not yet know God, and to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God. And see, we don't fully understand, many of us, what the power of Satan is. The power of Satan is fully embodied in the lie. Satan is the creator of the lie. And the lie stands in opposition to the power of God, which is the spirit of truth. And the reason God wants to deliver them and you from the power of Satan, the power of the lie, to the power of God and the power of truth, is so that you can be able to receive forgiveness of sins and to receive your inheritance among the saints. The Bible tells us that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Well, God has called us to be those recipients, to receive forgiveness of sins, but also to receive our inheritance that he has called us for before the foundations of the world. He set us apart as his children, as it says in Romans 8, 16 and 17. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. So the word today for all of the men is to receive your call from God as a minister of reconciliation. Use all of those things that God prepared you for in the world with your life before salvation to go boldly into the world now into those same spaces and draw those souls that only you can speak to into the kingdom of God. God didn't call you into the kingdom to hide out. God didn't call you into the kingdom to be timid. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid, man of God. Receive your calling. Go back into those places and draw out those that only you can reach. This is the message to the men today.
Hallelujah. What a word. What a wonderful word. Well, I want to thank you, Bishop. I want to thank you for all that you do to help empower and impact the men of God around the world. I want to thank you for being a living example of what a man of God should be. So, my brother, I just want to say I thank you. That was a wonderful word. Now, we are going to hear from God's anointed pastor, prophet, and intercessor, and then we're going to hear from two of our watchmen on the wall, two of our elders from the church, the Larsons. So right now I'm going to ask my beautiful sister, Pastor Vanessa, to come on in the room. Amen. And I want her to pray as the Lord leads her, what she always does, because she really, really wants God's people to be encouraged and edified so that they can live a life in Christ for themselves. Hallelujah. So Pastor Vanessa, my dear sister, go ahead on and let the Lord use you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook. And I thank Apostle Zeta for that powerful word about having a heart for God. And I thank you, Lord, today, right now, at this time, for this whole ministry, this service that we have been in. We thank you, Lord, today, that not only did our ears get perked, but our hearts convicted and maybe just affirmed, as well as based on you talking about the heart through the servant. Lord, I thank you for refreshing her. I thank you for energizing and restoring anything, any virtue or anything that was imparted to us, Father God, with what she delivered with so much humility and truth. and power and boldness.
Lord,
I thank you, Lord,
Jesus,
today for our walk with you, how we serve out of our heart. I thank you, Lord, today that as we guard our hearts, Lord, that we come into a place of new integrity. We thank you for the word that we heard, that it'll be fruitful. It'll be fruitful for those who have a will and a mind to do it your way. And we may have it in our minds what to do because maybe we've been in ministry for a while. But I thank you, Lord, today that we develop and commit our ways unto you, that we develop the habit of repentance as well and become more disciples according to your word. As the world gets colder and darker and more evil, I thank you, Lord, today for the servant leaders, Lord, to rise up from a place of your heart that we will see exemplified in our everyday life, on our job, in our neighborhoods, in our schools,
Lord,
at the grocery store, Father God, everywhere. Everywhere, Father God, and knowing that our presence, your presence, Lord, is carried within us. Let us not take this word lightly. I thank you for the scriptures and the word, Father God, that were intertwined in the presentation. I thank you, Father God, for the motivation that comes from us deciding to trust you in this place. I thank you, Lord, today for the understanding, for the doors opening, because we trust you in this place.
Yes, we do.
And it's a new place, the level of commitment, the level of submission, the level of servitude, the level of listening to you even. Hear you. And, Lord, how we tear down and are able to tear down and break down anything that comes between the delivery of your word and how we walk it out in our life. Many of the evils that we see in this world is because of the heart. Many of the good things that we see comes from the heart.
It's because of the heart.
I thank you, Father God, today for this foundational teaching, and thank you for the impartation and the prayers that went behind it and will continue. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. I know that went straight to the throne room. Hallelujah. We, as I said, we're going to hear now from two beautiful watchmen on the wall, two of our elders from California. We're going to hear from Lee and Terry Larson. Amen. All right, my brother. Amen. I saw your hand. Brother Lee, did you have a word?
Hey, Charlene is talking to you.
Well, he done wandered off in the service, Jesus. Hallelujah, but that's all right.
Charlene, I had to go fill my coffee cup.
Oh, okay. You raised your hand, my brother. Did you have something to say?
Do I have something to say?
Really,
very little to say. Outside of saying how much we enjoyed the service today and how much we enjoy all the work you put into presenting it, and we really do appreciate you, and we appreciate all your folks that make this happen every Sunday.
Amen. Well, thank you, dear brother. We love you. Well, see, we could wait on that. We could wait on love. Hallelujah. We wait on the love. You know what I'm saying? We will wait on love. We have no problem doing that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to thank God for everyone that was in the house today. Hallelujah. I'm just so blessed to see so many people in the house today. Hallelujah. So many new numbers. That is a blessing. And just know, even though you didn't raise your hand to say anything today, just know that this is your home too, this is your house too. So anytime you want to raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, I'm just glad to be in the service, you are welcome to do so. This is not a show. This is not a performance. This is a worship service where we glorify God in the highest, because God is the reason that we do that we do. And before I allow anyone to perform or to agendize or glorify themselves, I will shut this network down. So know, you are at home. You are welcome. You are accepted. You are loved. You are going to be prayed for. We will help you to carry your burdens. Why? Because we have the love of God in our hearts, and we have a heart for God. So that's what we
yes.
plan on doing here. We want to thank you all for listening. If there be nothing else, now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. We pray that you will continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, and you will continue to walk with us here at the Spirit Alive Network on tomorrow, Monday, at 9 o'clock p.m. You are welcome to tune in to hear God's power couple, Bishop Lester Carver and Pastor Vanessa Carver, as they bring to you their discipleship class, God's Great Love for Us. Hallelujah, and they bring us some powerful stuff, and it's just fun. It's just fun to listen to how
Thank
these
you,
two
Jesus.
Work together in the Spirit of God. Then on Tuesday,
Lord.
The mighty man of God takes the airwave at 9 p.m. for his Tuesday night teaching. Bishop Lester takes you precept upon precept. Look, if you don't know the Word of God after listening to him or where to find it, you weren't listening. So we invite you to join him. And then on Thursday, Pastor Vanessa is back for Wounded No More. And thanks to God, let me tell you something. If you know someone who is struggling with mental health, if you know someone who is trying to come into a place of mental wellness, you do not want to miss this program on Thursday at 9 p.m. because Pastor Vanessa has truly been coming to us with information that will empower us, that will equip us to recognize different forms of mental illness. And what I love about her teaching is it will teach us to be more compassionate towards those who may be suffering. Hallelujah. So I want, if you know anybody or if you are a pastor, you need to be listening to this program on Thursday evening. Hallelujah. And for more information about us, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Skype. We want to thank everybody that was in our chat rooms today, that listened via the computer, that listened via Skype, and listen via the Instagram chat room. We praise God for each and every one of you. You are dismissed. Go in peace and have a beautiful and blessed week. Everyone that is in, well, not everyone, but all of the Spirit Alive family, I want you to know that your mics are unmuted. I want to wish you all a very blessed and beautiful week, and I want to thank you for your service. Minister Tina, I love you. Aunt Nita, my cousin, everybody, I love you.
I love you all. Thank you. I love you guys. I love you. Have a beautiful week. That was a good word. Yes, it was. I love you, Lee and Terry. Yes, God. We love everybody. That was a beautiful word, Lena. God bless you all. Beautiful word. Be blessed.
Oh, who was that? Oh, Lord. Was that my sister?
Lord, amen. Beautiful word, amen. God bless you.
Beautiful word. God bless you.
Jesus.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too.